It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sex is great, and you should have sex. Safely, with your peers like Playboy or Penthouse or Jugs, if you're so inclined to that particular body part.
Thank you, baby.
Sex is great.
It is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is our phone number, 877-365-3636. I once again want to thank all the good people over at Colorworks. They hook us up every time when it comes to T-shirts. They are the all-time best. Colorworks Promotions in Kensington. Call James at 301-933-3559 or online at colorworkspromotions.com. And we're very excited about what's going to be coming up on Friday's show. Not only are we going to have Scott the Dwarf and maybe some other
little people,
little folk in. Mm-hmm. We're not sure. I didn't want the whole Little Kings band. I know they're scattered to the wind. But,
very busy.
Well, I believe there was a drummer, a brother that was out there, a little brother.
They haven't spoken since Yoko broke them up.
But Scott will be in here. And cool. We all know how much fun it is when we pour a few beers down his mm-hmm. gullet. Mm. And we will also be giving the results of our worst song of all time. If you would like to vote, go to MikeOmeraShow.com.
Let's have some fun with music.
Yeah, music.
Music
right.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
Sure is.
That's Rob. Tell us yours now. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com. Now, it's on the homepage on the website right beside the photo of the day. We'll tabulate and have the results on this Friday's show on BYOB Friday. What you think is the worst song of all time? Vote now at MikeOmeraShow.com. We'd love you to do that. It should be big fun for all concerned. And I think we're going to have a much different results show than we had the other day when we had that random one you had. Although those were some interesting songs. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they had nearly the right kind of songs on there.
No, right. And it seemed like they were too focused on recent music for it to be all time. And then they whip out of nowhere, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. So we need to.
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. I'm a whore.
We're going to strive inclusiveness when we have fun with
now,
music.
Without further ado, I forgot this all day yesterday, and I will get to it today. Ladies and gentlemen. Oops, that's wrong. That's not the right one. I'm
Houston.
Sorry.
Number 34.
Number 34. No intro. I hit it. Today.
Yeah, no, that is the right one, actually.
Oh, really? It's got something at the beginning of it?
It does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today's Katie Thought of the Day. Didn't have that sweet little music. Let's hear it now, shall we?
Hold it.
Here we go.
Time, weather, and
always.
Hey! I was listening to that! Oh, man! I hate epileptic channel surfers. You know, the jackass with control of the television remote. Or in this case, the radio dial. They can't seem to be bothered with consideration for others. And then you get stuck with this. Oh, pardon me.
Wow.
Or possibly watching a rerun of America's Funniest Home Videos. America is not funny. And neither are their videos. The best part is just when you start to settle in with the thought of watching that crap, they change the goddamn channel again. You inconsiderate epileptic channel surfer. And you, f*** you too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very
that's
nice.
Katie.
So cute.
Lovely. So lovely. I don't know, Rob. I have to tell you, I don't know whether I'm serious about this or not. All I know is that I'm thinking about it a lot.
The tattoo?
The tattoo.
You see, I've often thought of what tattoo I would get if I got a tattoo.
Really? Where, first of all, would you, and I'm no shecky answer here.
No, I think I would.
Seriously,
do it on
my where
arm.
Would you put your tattoo?
On my arm.
And incidentally, I think that's the way it should be pronounced.
A tattoo?
Tattoo. Buzz has a tattoo of, like, barbed wire on his arm.
Don't you have more than
some
one?
Of that. No, just one.
Just
I've
the
thought
one?
About more, but no, just this one so far.
Now, what compelled you to get that, and when did you get that?
When I was working out, I was in better shape, and I
really?
Thought it would be great to have an armband. And
that was
and,
it?
Yeah, that's it. So I have an
no,
armband.
No real, like, nothing. See, I'm thinking if I get a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I would put something of significance. And it, seriously, this was over the weekend in a drunken stupor.
Were you talking to someone who was tattooed?
I was talking to someone who had a fresh tattoo that really had some nice work done. Mm-hmm. It was a guy, a biker guy, that actually had a skull and a rose and all that traditional stuff. But it really was amazing work that you saw on his arm. And what it was, he had gotten it done like Friday, and this was Saturday. And it looked incredible.
It
really looked
it, have to, like,
it wasn't
scab
all
up
bubbled
yet?
Up. No, it didn't look like, I mean, it's like they have new techniques. techniques now.
Really?
Look, I'm not a tattoo expert. I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But he said, you know, that they don't go that deep. I don't know.
They do heal quickly.
You're asking me to talk about stuff I don't know.
See, I've seen a couple tattoos that I like. My cousin Mark has, do you know the little plastic 45 inserts you used to get? He has a very discreet one of those on his ankle. I think that one is really cool.
The first discussion I had was about a week ago. As a matter of fact, it was a week ago. The manager, my friend, over at Tim over at the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim had said that we had had a discussion on a late night where we had both said if the Red Sox in 2004 won the World Series, we would get a Boston tattoo on our shoulder.
Right.
Now, he's got the B. He showed me where he's got the B.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking on my right side, I might get the two socks.
Pretty cool logo.
Logo. It's, you know, it doesn't say B on there, but anybody looking at it that would know the Red Sox would know that was the
One
Red
problem,
Sox.
The problem, though, is I think that with a tattoo, the red fades.
Yeah, red does not hold as well. You can get it
touched up.
Well,
I'm
going to
be dead before it would fade anyway. I'm 49 years old, for Christ's sake. Now, the other thing, and this is when I was talking to the guy the other night about tattoos, I was thinking, and this is pretty interesting, of maybe putting Catherine on one arm and Elizabeth on the other. Now, that's Joe's red Rolling Stones tongue.
That one has held up pretty well, and I think that's pretty good.
And that one, now, did that scab up, Joe, and bubble up when you got yours done?
Sure. A little bit, but you put Neosporin on it.
Right.
Okay, so Neosporin, and it takes a little while, and it's fine.
About a week.
Now, it would just be their names, not their pictures.
What would you get if you got a tattoo?
I've decided a long time ago that if I ever got a tattoo, I would get you. Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Get a tramp stamp, Rob.
That'd be nice.
Theater mask? What's the tramp stamp.
It was on the back.
Tramp
like
stamp.
Like a Target. No, and not the Comedy and Tragedy mask.
Okay.
I would get Elvis's TCB.
With the lightning bolt?
Yes, a TCB and a lightning bolt.
Well,
it's pretty good.
It's fine.
I like that a lot.
But your wife is against it.
Well, you know, I've never really discussed it with her.
Find out.
I'm more against it than she is.
Why?
Because it's marring your body.
It is.
Or is it decorating your body?
No, it is, but it's just so common now, and I don't know. It's fun.
It is.
It falls into the category of fun. Here's another issue I have. You know, my dear sweet mama, at 88 years old, I don't think she'd be doing cartwheels if I got a tattoo.
She has no opinion? You couldn't get
married? Oh, she'd have an opinion.
You can't get buried in an Orthodox cemetery.
I wouldn't call her on the show because she'd have a fit. I swear to God, she'd go out of her mind.
So you don't want to call her
right
now?
I mean, she wouldn't have a fit, but she'd be like, oh, I'm disappointed. That would be something literally that would keep her up at night. I swear to God, it would.
Now, while the topic is up, I have a question I need to ask, and I think I have to throw this to the listeners. I saw it when I go to the beach with my dad, there's a certain segment of the population in his beach area that is a little more earthy than we are in the metropolitan D.C. area.
Yes.
And at the boat ramp, I saw a gentleman who had a tattoo of a face on his bicep.
Okay. This guy had kind of a skull face.
Yeah, but it looked like the hair was real on it, but it was much thicker, like they had grafted hair, real human hair, onto his arm to look like the hair on the head.
Wow.
It almost looked like hair down there. Like short.
What, real dark hair coming out of his tattoo?
Yes, but only in the area where the guy had hair on his tattoo. And I'm curious.
Oh, maybe it was a mole.
No, because it was much too precise. It was a thick patch of hair.
So he's got a tattoo and he's got actual hair where the hair should be? I've never heard of this in my entire life.
It was all I could do not to stare because you don't stare at tattoos at the boat ramp. Unless he had some sort of genetic defect that gave him a patch of hair, of thick, coarse, non-matching hair.
Hold on.
About an inch by an inch on his arm, and he had the tattoo to meld with the hair?
Okay, that's too
or
weird.
Did they graft the hair on?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. We have an emergency call here.
It was striking, really.
I answer the phone whenever I see this subject come up. Wow. Todd from Bethesda wants to call about Peter North. Yes, Todd from Bethesda. What can we do for you?
Yeah, Mike, I know you're a huge fan. I just heard it on the news. So
I'm a huge fan. I got posters in my room.
In fact, this is our lead story in sex news in just a moment.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
Oh, hey, asshat, shut up. Don't call and don't scoop Buzz, all right? And that's the way you handle that, Buzz. Then he's gone. You see, gone like the wind.
That's right.
So there's something to do with Peter North?
Peter North, that's right.
I was wondering if that guy that called in had any hair grafted to his arm.
I have never in...
Am I explaining it right, though?
No, you're telling me that you've got a tattoo, it's a face, and where the hair is, there's like... Like real hair, but grafted on. It sounds like the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
It does.
I know that some of our listeners out there have tattoos.
All right, we're getting people weighing in on tats now. Ben, Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Go ahead, Ben. And I want to get to sex news after that. You know, that was kind of like a roundabout tease from Buzz Burbank there.
Very well
Ben, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
They're doing great. What can we do for you?
I listen. A little misinformation. You did not put Neosporin on a tattoo because it scabs up real quick and the color comes out of it. You use A&D ointment.
What do you use?
A&D ointment.
Vitamin A&D ointment.
A&D ointment. Okay, thank you very much for the call. Chad in Napa, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Chad.
I had a recommendation for Rob.
Okay.
Tattoo. How about a lavalier mic? Is it lavalier or how do you say it?
That's the way you pronounce it.
Yeah, but I would I wouldn't use a lav. A lavalier is a television microphone. What I would use is like that old Letterman microphone. That would be a cool
77D.
One. But that's how jive is that. That's like putting
that's
PM
jive.
Drive on your license
that
plate.
Is jive.
You know, falls into that category. It's one thing if you've got a baseball, like I've rooted for the Red Sox. That was what my dad and I talked about the most. So I've got a little sentimental value.
You have a bet to pay off.
Yes, I do. I have a bet
exactly.
to pay off.
So. I think you should get it.
I think I should
You're
too.
You're a Red Sox fan.
I think
it.
I should too.
You're a motorcycle writer.
I'm going to put it right here.
Get it. Brilliant. I like
I'm
it.
Gonna put it. I'm going to get the two
Make
socks
it so.
Right here.
How big? Sketch it for me.
We won't tell your mom.
Okay.
Well, you know, you really have to tell your mom. Right.
No, he doesn't.
He really ought to. Because you know what?
What?
He'll feel guilty if he doesn't.
Not necessarily.
I bet
okay.
he will.
See, there. You know, because.
I did it. Okay. There you go.
You know what? I'll get that one if you will.
What she doesn't know can't
hurt.
Put
it on my chest.
Oh my God, we're having some fun, folks. We got to get Buzz out here. I don't know. I'm gonna talk about. This is gonna be a long discussion, ladies and gentlemen. I am not making snap decisions about this.
What does your significant other feel about it?
I don't know if she's pro. I don't think she's a. She does not have any tattoos, and she is not necessarily into it.
The thing I'm so initially against it, but I've been thinking about it for so long. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder if there's a seed of me that wants it.
Well,
how
see, I've
tonight?
Been thinking about it a lot lately, and I have no idea. I've seen a lot of tattoos lately. This guy had one that had just been done, and I really thought it looked good. It was kind of cool, and I'm riding the bike all the time, and I'm just all messed
I just
up.
Realized
look at the way I'm dressed today. I'm dressed like a Hell's Angel.
I just
Christ
realized
sake.
We both have C's. So tonight you go speak to Carla,
mm-hmm.
and tonight I'll speak to Carrie.
The dual C's.
Our C's.
We better be very careful.
It's then. Just their initials.
I understand.
And then let's come back. Let's meet back at the clubhouse tomorrow.
All right.
What are you doing, a liner?
Yes, sir. All right.
I want to show you both a picture of some armpit hair tattoo where the
that, see, that is
armpit
just
hair is the center of the tattoo.
Oh, okay.
That's about as flat out nasty as I've ever
I
seen.
Don't know. I think
where like the guy's got the woman with her legs apart and that, oh my God.
I think the word you're looking for is classy.
That uh-huh. is so
but,
gross.
But you know, maybe it was armpit hair that this guy had grafted to his arm because it appeared to be growing.
Well, I don't think anybody's called in to say they've ever seen like a tattoo with real hair and maybe you'd had too many green balls.
No. I was sober as a judge.
All right. We'll just find out. All right, Buzzy, what do you got for us? Peter North, that's what I heard.
Well, and thanks for that call. Thanks for, by the way, listening to another program and then calling and, no, never mind.
Okay, don't get mad. Just give us the story.
Here's the deal.
Sorehead.
The FBI.
Sorehead.
And the hothead. The FBI says, the FBI says an Department of Homeland Security computer contractor is among the most prolific disseminators of child pornography in the country. Agents arrested Peter North of Alexandria, Virginia, last Thursday.
Oh, what a disappointment. Yeah, oh, you know what?
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a real Peter North story. I'm such a big fan.
Exactly. And see, he spilled the name before we could get
but,
to
I
it.
Mean, he's a disseminator of porn. What
sure.
a terrible name. I'm wondering if he changed his name.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say North had 80 gigabytes of child pornography on his hard drive at home.
Fry his ass.
Seems like a lot.
Fry his ass. I don't have any patience for anybody that has anything to do with that crap.
Right.
I swear
he's
to God.
Here.
There is so, and really, and you want the logical argument on that?
Mm-hmm.
There is so much stuff, so much crap available for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a kinky son of a bitch, why do you have to go for that?
Exactly.
You know why? You know why you go for that?
Why?
Because it's your choice,
uh-huh.
you stupid son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It is your choice to do that.
Right.
That means you don't belong out here with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, if you want to, you know, you I'm worried about what I'm going to say now because it'll get delayed.
Understandable.
You know, but if you want to get your
right.
You know, the fact is, you can get it in so many different ways. There's so much out there, visual.
It's a brave new world.
As far as porn is concerned. What the? But yet it's still, you got to go that extra mile.
Well,
you have to go into that land of taboo. And you have to involve children. And I swear to God, if there's one thing, I don't think we even come close to putting these guys, these dogs down the way we should. And we really, really should. That, you know, we joke about the Chris Hansen show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the fact that you've got that many people out there doing this crap, I think it's time to send an absolute solid message out and just, you know, do something dramatic to these guys.
Yeah.
For God's sake, sterilize them, so they'll stop doing it, preying on children.
These guys' brains are obviously oriented differently than everybody else.
It grosses me out. It's not right. I don't care if it's, if you think you got a deficiency. I don't give a shit.
It's not about going to another level of porn for them. It's what has always interested them.
I know nothing about the abnormal psychology of it.
It's what they're attracted to.
So as soon as they've been adults, but they've always favored children.
That's apparently the case. Yeah. Yeah. It's not like looking to go to another step.
It's not like it's new. I suppose it's been around for ages, the Roman Empire and all that crap. But I get mad that there's so much of it. I get mad that there's so many people like in our region here in the D.C. area when they do one of those Chris Hansen shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This North, by the way, works for IBM in Vienna, Virginia as a computer specialist, where he provides information technology services to the Homeland Security Department. North was taken to a local detention center and is due in court this afternoon for a bond hearing. You see, like other radio stations, we have wire services, too.
I can just put it this way.
Except not really.
For all the guys out there, we divide people, I guess, right along the heterosexual, homosexual.
Right.
You're a homosexual, pedophile. You go to, and see some stud... oiled, fantastic looking guy, and that's your thing,
Where?
Or if you're a heterosexual, a hot woman with real boobs and an incredible body doing whatever she wants to do, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Knock yourselves out. But why involve people that can't make those decisions themselves?
Because they ain't right, those
all
people.
Right. Just pisses me off.
Sure.
Just had to say that. I don't like to preach because then I'm against. I'm sounding like everybody I'm against, and I don't want to sound preachy, but it just pisses me off.
Not a sermon, just a thought.
All right.
Conventional wisdom has it that married people are healthier and live longer than unmarried people.
Sorry, guys. I just played that one.
But new research at Michigan State University shows that's changing. Study found that although marrieds are still healthier, the gap is closing, especially when it comes to men. Single men are gaining on their married counterparts in health and lifespan, although it's also true for women and across the racial spectrum.
As soon as I got married, the gap was closing.
It turns
what
out.
What a gap it was.
It was
horrible. As they found out in this study, single men have more time for exercise. A hot 20-year-old blonde.
Begging doesn't count as exercise?
Please.
It really should, shouldn't it?
A 20-year-old blonde escorted out of the Richmond Mall on Saturday because her dress was too sexy.
I've been to that mall.
Have you really?
I have.
Was your dress too sexy?
Very tasteful dress.
Quoting Kimberly Clem, the by the way, you're going to enjoy this quote.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Keep that handy.
Uh-huh.
Kimberly Clem says, and I quote, "The security guard approached me, asked me to step aside, made me completely do a turnaround while he stared me up and down, and then asked me to leave because my outfit was too provocative and people's husbands was looking at me." End quote.
People's husbands was looking
That's
at me.
That's what she said.
He asked me to leave because they was looking at me up and down.
Turn around, Miss Clem.
That's a shame.
It was, by the way, a typical summer dress that Kimberly had purchased at the same mall the day before. The mall has no comment, but let me offer, she did look good in it.
Good for her.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Kathy Lee Gifford back to her old annoying ways.
Oh, good.
And in the final buzz, America sleeps through the John Edwards story.
Oh, very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay. We'll have more tattoo chat at...
Tattoo.
Tattoos for you. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. We'll chat with you. And also, we're going to talk to the hog-calling champion. The first woman hog-calling champion.
All right.
Tattoos and hogs. Can you do any better than that?
Tattoo.
I don't think so. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.